woman passed away. Her family very sad. She was put into a coffin. They had a service for her, and her wishes were to be cremated. So they send the coffin off to the crematory. And all of a sudden, moments before she's getting ready to be cremated, they hear...
Oh my gosh.
Who was it? Was somebody else in there?
She was alive. No, it was her. She was alive. Geez. She was alive.
How is that possible?
Well, we have our official attorney, Lisa Lanier, on the phone to break it down for us because I'm too terrified to talk about it.
And I'm assuming whoever declared her dead could get sued or more.
I would think.
Yeah, I would think so too. Good morning, Lisa.
Hi, Lisa.
Hey, good morning. I love this story. I went down the biggest rabbit hole, and I found video of the woman.
What?
And yeah, so I just posted it this morning on my social media in the comments. It's a YouTube video, and she is very much alive. Like, she's only 65, but she looks way older than that. And she is, you see her in the coffin. They took the lid off of it, and you see her, and she's like writhing around and flopping her arm. I mean, it's crazy. It is absolutely crazy. So what happened was, I mean, this is Thailand. You got to think, you know, first, it's Thailand, right?
Okay.
And nobody declared her dead. That is the problem. So this happened at home. Her brother took her first to the hospital because he was going to donate her organs. And they were like, no, we can't take her because there's no death certificate. No one has declared her dead. But I guess they don't do that or something. And so they sent him on his way. So then he went to the Buddhist temple and they took her, but they were like, we can't cremate her until we get a death certificate. Uh-huh. So I think they were putting wheels in motion to get a death certificate. She was awaiting cremation. And that's when they heard, you know,
I don't understand the whole time. And how, I don't know how long this over a period, what was she just unconscious?
So, I think so. So she suffered from incredibly low blood sugar, hypoglycemia, and that can really put you in this very still, very low body function. You know, she was having very, very low respiration, low heart rate, near death, no doubt. She was still very much alive. And so can you think, right, this was Thailand. This kind of thing doesn't happen here. That is so wrong. It happens here all the time. It happens all over
Lisa,
the world.
No.
Oh, I don't hear that.
Yeah, so, okay. So, but it usually happens to old women. Every single case I've seen
Lisa,
of it.
No, Lisa.
Oh, thank God.
It's their husbands. So, yeah, she's dead.
No,
take her
Katie,
away.
You're not old, Katie. I'm getting closer to it. But
it happens.
But like last year in Nebraska, a 74-year-old woman was declared dead by a doctor at a nursing home and was then found breathing by a funeral home employee and sent to the hospital.
Oh.
Now, there's a lawsuit.
Yeah.
A doctor declaring her dead. Same thing the year before in Iowa. A woman was taken to the funeral home in a body bag from the hospital.
Do they just not care in the Midwest? They're just like, whatever.
Yes. And then in the funeral home, when they unzipped the body bag, the woman is in there going... gasping for air because there was no air in the body.
That would be the worst feeling ever. Doctors use machines that declares them dead? And if that's the case, is there negligence on the machine maker if it didn't detect it?
You know what? A lot of times, I think what they're doing is if they don't feel a pulse and they don't see respiration, I don't know. I mean, the EKG machine, yes, they probably have that hooked up, and it may be that there was an undetectable heartbeat that, you know, rally. I don't know. I mean, but it does seem like it's happening way too much. The year before, the Iowa one in Michigan, paramedics pronounced a woman dead, took her to the funeral home. Get this. They started embalming her.
Oh, no.
Oh, my gosh.
Did she survive? Did she survive?
She did. Yes, she did. At least for a while. Now, here's the thing. Like, a lot of these people, they were very, very sick.
Sure.
They sent them to the hospital, and they don't last long. But, you know, but they all did last for a little while anyway. And they all go back to the hospital. But, you know, embalming, they suck out all your blood and your body fluids and pump you full of chemicals.
That's what I'm saying.
That process was starting when she woke up.
Oh, my God.
When they wake up, per se, and, you know... Well, obviously, if they die, she can't sue because she's dead. I mean, can a family member sue? And if so, they would have to.
Yeah, a family member can. And I mean, I've had cases. I haven't had a case like this before. I've had cases that involved abuse of a corpse where a body Yeah, you don't probably want to go there. But certainly the family can sue on behalf of, it's the estate of the deceased person. Now, in Thailand, there's really no one to sue. I mean, if anything, I think the brother is a little bit sus. You know, like, why is the brother carting his sister around everywhere trying to get rid of her and say she's dead when she's not, right?
So if you want to kill somebody, just go to Thailand and put them in a coffin. And there's no criminal. I mean, they just bury the person.
Yeah, go to the same doctor.
You don't have to have a person's dead.
I think the funeral home at the temple, it was not really a funeral home, but they do funeral services at the temple. They were trying to get somebody to declare her dead. So I think eventually a doctor would have figured it out. But meanwhile, she's in a closed up coffin in there. And the other thing was, I guess this is maybe because like of her knuckles were torn up or something. They said, in the interview, that she had been knocking, it looked like for a long time.
Oh my God, that's the worst.
This is horrible.
Well, haven't they had these things like where like grave robbers or whatever, or they bring up to exhume a body like old school? Maybe it's a wives' tale, and they'll see that there's like scratch marks in the coffin, like in the 1800s, people that weren't dead, and they were trying to get. They woke up and they were trying to, and they're already buried. And it's horrible.
Oh, God. That would be the worst death. That's one of my biggest fears.
Lisa, you're the best. We're going to see you tonight. We're looking forward to seeing you.
I can't wait
to see you guys tonight. Yeah, it's going to be so fun.
And, excuse me, I like lost my voice all of a sudden. But,
it was the necrophilia jokes. Yeah. That's why you're being punished.
The Lord's like, you've had a voice for too long.
That's it.
we gave you a chance. All right, Lisa, you're the best.
Thank you, Lisa.
Injured, contact her right away at hireaheavyweight.com. Oh, my gosh.
What?
We have someone on the phone. Good morning. It's the coffin lady.
No.
What? Are you still in the coffin?
Where are you? How can we find you? This is terrible.
Lost her voice.
Oh.
If you're, how long you been in there? I mean,
knock three times.
Three times for every day you've been in there. Knock for each day you've been in there.
Five.
Was that four?
Five days.
5 days in the coffin?
Oh. All right.
This is morbid
this
as
is
hell.
Very morbid.
Is there anything you're doing to pass the time? Or, I mean...
Knocking.
But you got out of the coffin and they put you back in?
I think we're going to go to hell. I'm pretty sure this is going to seal the deal.
Not twice is this the worst bit you've ever done.
All right, we thought so.
Thank you, coffin lady. We wish you the best. Call back anytime.
she was knocking.
Yeah, it sounded like she had a landmine inside her coffin.
A little bit. God.
I apologize for that.
I'll
own that one.
Okay, good. You get the letters. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That'll be you.
I'll own that one. Mm-hmm. I couldn't help it.